Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Battery Power Podcast. I am your host, Brad Roland, and I'm joined, as always, by my friend, Scott Coleman. Scott, it is, you know, been a little while, and nice to talk to you after quite some time.
Hey, Brad, it is great to hear your voice. It has been a little while, but here we are back again together, and always fun to do one of these with you, even if it is a little different of a circumstance than what we usually record.
That's right. And you probably can tell by the title or the description of this podcast, but in case that is not the case, this is going to be our final episode on this particular RSS/podcast feed. We received word on April 4th that the folks at Vox and SB Nation chose to end all of their team-based podcasts effective immediately. And that, of course, includes us as we were on their network. And this podcast feed is on their network. You might remember this if for some of the sickos that might be around for a long time, but this podcast debuted as a Talking Chop podcast more than 8 years ago with myself and Carlos Collazo first in February of 2016. We ran for a very long time, 440 plus episodes of the flagship, plus a several dozen podcasts we named later episodes, well over 100 Daily Hammer episodes, all in this one feed. Scott's been around for the vast majority of it as well, and it's been a long ride, but this is going to be the last time. We'll tell you in a minute where you can find us next, as we are not going away. That is the crucial announcement of this. We are not going away as a podcast, but it is going to be the final show that we record on this feed. Scott, take it away, man. I mean, it's been a while, and we'll talk more about what happens from here, but I guess maybe a few minutes to kind of reflect on 8 years plus of podcasting.
Yeah, an incredible ride and journey. And you know, I want to speak for you, I think, Brad, as well. You know, I was sincerely floored by all of the support and outreach that we had from so many people who I interact with daily and people who I had never heard from once before, and messages of, oh man, we've been listening to the show for 6 years and my Monday morning isn't the same without you guys. I mean, genuinely, I'm getting a little choked up. It meant the world to me. I think it meant the world to you too, Brad. But you mentioned 440 episodes of the flagship show here. I went back and looked because I'm a sicko for punishment. The Braves were not in good shape when we launched this podcast in 2016. My first episode on the then Talking Chop podcast was, wait for it, a couple of days after Hector Olivera, remember him? A couple of days after Hector Olivera was arrested for a domestic issue. And things have changed for the better, I would say. Pretty safe to say things are much better for the Atlanta Braves than the early days of 2016, which was probably the worst of the rebuild years. Just a brutal on-field product and not a great year off the field either. But we saw some incredible moments over the last 8 years. It's been a blast to record, and very happy and thankful that we're going to be able to continue the podcast elsewhere.
Yes, not to repeat it too much, but I promise we're going to do that even more at the end of the show. We are still going, so this is not a funeral for the podcast, but you mentioned some of the lows from back in the day. It was a bit of an odd situation when we started the podcast, Carlos and I. It was like pseudo-independent, to take you behind the scenes a little bit. We were kind of doing it all on our own, and then Vox kind of opened up their team-based podcast network. They brought us on. It was already the official podcast of the website. We added people, you know, Scott first, and then also our good pal, Eric Cole, who was certainly, I think, number three on the list behind you and I on total episodes still. Eric moved on, but we love Eric, and he's been on a ton of these episodes. And then, we added Stephen Tolbert. We added our fearless leader at Battery Power, Chris Willis. We added Sean Coleman. And four of us are going to be moving on to do the next podcast. Chris can't come with us. Shouts to Chris. It's not his fault. He's the editor-in-chief of Battery Power, so he's going to be hanging out at Battery Power still, because the website, by the way, if I'm sure you found out by now, still exists, and batterypower.com is rocking and rolling, still a great place to read content about the Braves. But it's been a long ride and incredible highs for the show. You mentioned kind of the lows, but I think we all remember fondly, not just because of the podcast, but because of everything that happened, the World Series run in 2021. We were swapping stories about this offline a little bit, and you know, depending on which metric you want to look at, we were kind of frequently on the Apple best of, or, you know, hot 100, however, one of those lists you want to talk about for baseball podcasts during that run. I'm not sure how real that was, Scott, but I know one thing. A lot of folks listen, and we were doing a podcast every day. It's all kind of a blur at this point. We talked a lot over the course of October 2021, but that was a wild ride, and everything in between there has been incredible as well. But that's for me. I'm sure for everybody else. By the way, I'll just reveal this now. I have the raw audio of that podcast saved on my computer. It's the only episode I have, and I'm never going to get rid of it. It's saved in my Google Drive. I'll never lose it. And it's me, you, and Eric just basically in a tizzy for like an hour. It was fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, I believe that date is November 2nd, 2021. I'm crazy for knowing that off the top of my head, but of course, we all thought they were going to win the World Series, I believe, on Halloween, and then
Yep.
Game 5 didn't go the way we were hoping. And then 2 days later, thank goodness, Max Fried, Jorge Soler, Dansby Swanson, and the rest is history. But you look back on 8 years of this podcast feed, I mean, just some really remarkable and transformative moments. I mean, it's crazy to think that when this podcast started, the Braves still played at Turner Field. Uh,
They sure
we
did.
we we had the debut of SunTrust Park, of course, now Truist Park, in 2017. We had emergency podcasts, which are always the best to do. We had emergency pods for the trade of Matt Olson and a farewell to Freddie Freeman. The promotion of so many talented young players like Ronald Acuña Jr., Austin Riley, Max Fried. I mean, you go down the list of these cornerstone players, and in some ways, the podcast has been around about as long as a lot of these guys have since the Braves began this upward trajectory of being one of the very best in baseball. It's just a lot of great moments, a lot of fun moments, a lot of post-playoff loss venting sessions. Those post-game playoffs are almost therapeutic, just to get it all out and get it out of our system. But again, we do this podcast because we love the Braves and we like talking about them. But if it wasn't for all of the support that we had for the show and all of the listeners and everybody who helped spread the word, I mean, that really did make all the difference in keeping the podcast going for as long as it went.
Yes, definitely. And this kind of sign off for this podcast feed is serving a multi-purpose in that we want to, of course, keep you up to date on what we're going to be doing next, but also to thank everybody, which Scott has already done and I will certainly do. It's been incredibly moving to hear from everybody in the last several weeks about the podcast, wanting updates and wanting us to come back as soon as possible and just thanking us. And it's been awesome to read and hear from people and all that. It's been incredible. And also, basically, just to let everybody know, we are going to be continuing. We both teased it a little bit. It's going to be myself and Scott and Steven and Sean, and we are moving to a new place. Same voices, different name. And that name we can reveal now. I don't know if you want to do a drum roll, Scott, but we're going to be rolling it out here in the first time. It might be out there by now on social media, but the name is going to be Hammer Territory, and there is content available on our new feed right now. You can search Hammer Territory and Atlanta Braves podcast wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. If you want a little bit of background as to why we're called that, we are going to be part of a network. The guys that host and created Foul Territory and Fair Territory, that is, of course, a bunch of former MLB players, Scott Braun from MLB Network, Ken Rosenthal, they have graciously brought us along as their second team podcast. There's also Dodgers Territory. We are not Braves Territory, but we're Hammer Territory. And of course, I will let Scott talk about why that is. I think people probably around the Braves would know why we're called Hammer Territory, but that's where we're going to be. Scott, what else can people find us? How can they sort of follow all the work? Because again, batterypower.com still exists. Scott's going to write there. So is Steven. So is Sean. But podcast-wise, Hammer Territory is the place.
That is right. Of course, Hammer Territory, an ode to the legendary Hammerin' Hank Aaron, who transformed the game of baseball and just society in general, and everything that man meant to the Atlanta Braves. And of course, his legacy still lives on today. So, Hammer Territory, an Atlanta Braves podcast, should be available wherever you get your podcasts. If it's not, please let Brad or I know on Twitter. And we will get it there. But very excited to join the team at Foul Territory. A great group. Brad mentioned some of the former players. A couple of former Braves are on that network regularly, including AJ Pierzynski, who has a great voice and is a national telecaster in some regards. And we're really looking forward to it. Very, very sad to be closing the book on this podcast network, but also very thankful and excited for the future over at Hammer Territory.
Yes. And, perfect world. We could have stayed where we were and we were very happy and really appreciative, but it was out of our hands. That's why we've been away for a few weeks now. And apologies on that. But we were doing everything we possibly could to be as quick as we could and to find a new place to host our show and get the feed up and running. So thank you for your patience on all of that. You can already, again, subscribe. And that's the biggest thing you could possibly do to follow the show and to support the show now is to subscribe to the podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, etc. And also spread the word for us. You can also follow the new show on Twitter/X at Hammer Territory. We're also on Instagram at Hammer Territory. We're also on Facebook at Hammer Territory and Atlanta Braves Podcast. We have an email address for the show. It is hammerterritory@gmail.com. Just that straight ahead. Hammer Territory across the board. You can find us. You can ask questions. You can help us you know, the biggest thing, I suppose, is just spreading the word. But we really appreciate everybody listening to this show all the way through this sign-off episode and all of the hundreds and hundreds previously. But we want to definitely encourage you and also go ahead and not necessarily beg, Scott. We would never want to beg. We're definitely going to need your help in a lot of different ways here. We're starting from sort of scratch. Obviously, people know us and they know this work, but this is a new feed that has currently, as we're recording this, zero followers other than ourselves. So share the word, spread the word with anybody in your life. Scott, I know you're in Arizona, but somebody in your life out there follows the Braves. You know what I mean?
That's right. I have actually run into people, believe it or not. Years ago, I had an Atlanta Braves hat on. I was in line at a Chipotle waiting to get lunch, and the guy in front of me was a Braves fan, and lo and behold, he had been listening to the show. It was just a great moment. As Brad said, I would echo all of that. Anything you can do to help us get the word out for the show is really appreciated. Leaving 5-star reviews really helps us just get off the ground. It helps us with the algorithms and helps new listeners find the show. Please, whenever the official announcements are made and when shows come out, please retweet it, repost it, share it, whatever you can do. It just takes a couple moments of your time, and Brad and I and Sean and Stephen would deeply, deeply, deeply appreciate it. It really will help us get the show off and hopefully reach even more Braves fans. I know that's just something that's so special. It's such a great fan base, a massive fan base. And hey, man, the Braves are really, really good. And it's fun to talk about a team that's just rolling on all cylinders.
Absolutely. So we have probably begged and pleaded enough at this point in time, but sincere thanks from not only myself and Scott, but also from Steven, from Sean, from Chris, from Eric back in the day, from Carlos back in the day, across the board. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the support. Please follow the website still at batterypower.com, and also make sure to smash that subscribe button anywhere you find podcasts at Hammer Territory, because it's the next step for all of us. And the only reason why it's just Scott and I today is because it would have been a little bit chaotic to have four of us on the show at the same time. But you're still getting the same voices. Thank you, Scott, for doing this with me. And one more time, thanks to everybody for listening, for the support. We really do appreciate it. We'll see you all in our new home at Hammer Territory. Scott, we'll see you there.